Hello.
Hey there, Amanda. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I just finished my road trip from Michigan back here to Dallas, so that is always a good thing when you make it.
Yes, and congrats on your marriage.
Thank you, thank you. It was fantastic. The rain held off just for the ceremony, which is always nice.
Well, it is very nice. Okay, I looked over everything. I had two questions. The critical illness, that's not part of it, correct?
Yeah, I have in my notes here that you already have critical illness, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the only, I didn't add that to the quote that I gave you. But I'm happy to rerun it here as well.
No. So it's just the health.
Yeah, just the health. Let me double check, because I want to say it might possibly also be the accident, because again, the reason we do a bundle of coverage is because there's a couple things in there where the main policy, like the Optimum, only has 500 ground and 1,000 air for ambulance benefits, whereas the accident plan, I believe it's $31 additionally a month. It comes with an additional 10 grand of basically like ambulatory visits or benefits, and then also paying $4,000 for accidents and dismemberment and some other small things like that. But that's usually the reason I it's always paired with the policy. I want to say that was built into the quote, but let me double check. I ran it correct. So you're 54, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And for some reason, I have it in my notes that you were speaking with your husband. I wasn't supposed to run a quote for him or anything like that, correct?
No.
Okay, yeah. Just making sure. Okay. And then let me see here. No critical illness. And let me see. Sorry, clicking through all this stuff here. Yeah, I did have the critical illness. Let me see here. There's so many options here. I'm just trying to make sure I chose the right one.
Right.
Make sure all that's up. Yeah, so now I want to say I did put critical illness on here, but let me take it off. Let me see what we're coming out to. Because I think I told you that 330, and I think it came out a little bit below that. So I'm at 277. Now, the only other policy that I've kept off here that I usually pair with this policy, or it pretty much always comes with the bundle, is the specified disease policy. And basically, that's just another, you know, cash value there of 100 grand to cover above and beyond the Optimum main plan. And so the reason I usually pair that one is simply because the Optimum plan has a $40,000 cancer max, or it's 60, maybe it's 60, but nonetheless, it has a cap. It's $40,000 cancer max. I usually have the specified disease plan to step in there and pay the, you know, anything after that.
Right.
So that would be 71. So let me see what the actual total would come up to. So we're either at 348 with the Optimum, the accident, and the specified disease, or we're at 277 without the specified disease and just the Optimum and the accident.
Okay, what does that mean, specified disease?
Yeah, so what that means is it's basically any type of specified disease within the plan, which means heart attack, stroke, cancer, a lot more serious ones like, ALS, angioplasty, end-stage renal failure, kidney, liver, lung, pacemaker implants, all these super deep, like really serious diseases. It's really just saying, you're just going to have another $100,000 built in or as along with the main plan to really just say, hey, if there's anything else. And what's nice is that those two plans work in tandem because technically they are separate policies. So, you know, they can both be kicking out payments at the same time where that's where kind of the income protection might be coming in there. But that being said, I mean, I with teachers specifically, you guys are so used to seeing all these additional options for plans, whether it's Chubb, Aflac, whatever it is, that, you know, I like to break it down. But usually with the Optimum plan, I always have the accident, critical illness, and specified disease. So,
but I want to
give you the option to kind of tailor fit it or, you know, make it what you want.
Okay, so if I do this 348, that includes the critical illness, you're saying, correct?
That does not include the critical illness. That includes the specified disease, additional 100 grand. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out when I do my benefits through the school if I need to do the Cigna critical illness also.
So critical illness, I don't know do you know what you're paying a month? I remember you sent me the bill. Was it like?
It's $79.62 for last year.
$79.62 a year for $10,000 a month? $10,000 a
No, per month. Yeah, per month.
Okay. Oh, $79.62 for the year, though.
No, every month I pay that.
Just for the critical illness?
Yes.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
a lot.
And that's only for $10,000 of critical illness coverage, correct?
Yes.
So
okay, I'm gonna cancel that one.
Yeah. So with us, our critical illness policy for $10,000 is $15 a month, and then I usually pick 30, and that one's $43 a month. So, I mean, you could go all the way up to 30 and only pay 43. Again, I usually put it with the plan, and if I added it, it would be $15 a month.
Okay, so what does that bring me up to the total?
Yeah.
Ellie.
Ellie.
Hush. Sorry. Ellie.
She saw a squirrel.
Stop. My dog's lost her mind. Sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. I was making a joke. I said, did she see a squirrel? Because that's what happens when my dog does.
She's saw the Amazon guy, so she has to show that she's a monster.
I respect that. I respect that she's protecting the house.
Yeah. Very much so.
My dog's the sweetest dog, and we were on the beach this past weekend, and she was growling at people. I was like, you're not scary. Like, she's just trying to protect us. Yeah, so ridiculous. So ridiculous. Never does that ever, and then all of a sudden, so stupid. Okay, so we're at 364.
Okay, and that covers health.
So I'll walk you through it all. It's going to be the Optimum 2-unit, $250,000 in coverage for the year. Enhanced accident 2-unit, which is, again, what I said, $10,000 in coverage, $4,000 for accidents. It has some other small things in there. Specified disease, an additional 100 grand for heart attack, stroke, cancer, et cetera, super serious illnesses. And then the critical illness, $10,000. And our critical illness works a little bit different and in a good way, meaning that it's sent to you in the form of a check as a living benefit, whereas not everyone knows, but some critical illness policies are sold actually as a life insurance policy unknowingly.
Oh.
A lot of people don't know that. You have to – some aren't. I'm not saying the one you had is. I would have to read the benefits, but – it's always good to know that there are two types of them, and you have the one that's a living benefit, so it'd be sent to you in the form of a check.
Okay. So that brings us up to 364 a month?
Yep, 364.
Okay. So, and then you said it's 30 days after it starts that the benefits kick in?
30 days after. No, no, no. So your effective date would be September 1st yet. Most school districts are September 1st.
Right.
Is that what yours is?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no. So with our plan, your benefits kick in day one.
Okay,
the only,
cool.
The only benefits that do have a 60-day waiting period are three benefits, your annual visit, your mammogram, and your colonoscopy.
Okay.
But PCP, therapy, surgery, ER, I mean, if you had something major happen day one, you'd have coverage.
Okay. Does this health insurance cover mental health, or is that a different, like for therapy? Or is that
a
separate policy?
No. So with our plan, it really depends on what you use. Our company is actually renegotiating our contract that used to give us unlimited free, because we do have unlimited free telehealth with this plan, but we also used to have unlimited free telecounseling. So at some point, I assume that's going to come back because it kind of left earlier this year, but I'm not holding my breath on it. But what we do have is like BetterHelp in network. And so a lot of that stuff sometimes comes out to like $70 a month or $60 a visit. And so we pay for 15 visits, maybe it's more. Let me double check. I'm looking at the plan right now just to make sure I'm not talking out the side of my mouth here. So 16 visits a year to the therapist at $60 a visit. I go to an in-network therapist, and so they cost about $90 for me. So I do pay $30 out of pocket for my therapist, but you do have some money allocated to it at least.
Okay, because I'm just trying to figure out what to eliminate with the school, because I go, it's $30 every other week. So that would be...
Do you have a policy specifically for that?
Well, I'm not sure, because on our paycheck, it has something for mental health. It was very bizarre. So I don't know if that's a separate... thing. I need to look at it and see.
Yeah, so if yours is only $30, that means each time you said it was $30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Each time I go.
Okay. Great. So shouldn't be a problem there.
Okay.
So yeah, pretty simple. So next steps is pretty much the application. They're underwriting. So once I get your information, I can submit it off to the underwriting team, and then they get us an approval within 7 days, and then you're all set, ready to go for September 1st.
Okay, and then when is my first payment due?
So usually what they like to do is on the approval date, they go ahead and draft your first month payment just as proof of funds. And then you wouldn't have another payment till October 1st.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. And then you sent me the application, correct, on email? I believe you did.
I was going to say, I'm happy to do it either way. I kind of had that actually get created. We usually do it over the phone. But since I was going to my wedding, I had our person put that together for me. So if you want to use that instead, that's fine. Or I could take it over the phone with you.
Okay. We are going out of town in the morning until Monday. So can I call you Tuesday and then go through the application and everything with you?
Sure. Yeah. Or go ahead and do the online one, whatever floats your boat. I'm happy to do.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, I appreciate all your help, and I will start getting this done.
Awesome. All right, Amanda. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.